Upside Inside Out, Living La Vida Greg Show. Push and pull you out, Living La Vida Greg Show. Living La Vida Greg Show.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Ricky Martin.
Action-packed morning around here.
It was full of action.
So much action. I walk in and I'm greeted with pizza, which is always fun.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
So immediately,
I want pizza.
Immediately you say, I have something for you. So we walk over here to my desk, sit down, and you pull up Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen from about 1996?
Two, three, four.
And I guess they had done a video. It was real upbeat, and it was very dated sounding of, you know, the sound of the time. And they're singing
very
about
90s hip-hop.
Singing about pizza with a couple of their buddies. Well, about 4 years ago, somebody decided to take that video and give it the, what is it, the DJ twist?
Chopped and screwed.
Yeah, the chopped and screwed method. And they slowed it down, added a new beat to it, and it is awesome.
Yeah, and it's like, all their voices are deep.
P-I-Z-Z-A. So when you get a chance,
pizza.
When you get a chance, look up Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. Pizza slowed down?
I think it's slowed down, yeah. Just Mary-Kate and Ashley, pizza.
Slowed down.
Slowed down.
And you'll thank us. Another thing that I saw that I posted up on the GregAndGregShow.com Facebook page, Facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this or not. I'm going to pull it up and I'm going to show it to you.
Also, earlier, Weird Al posted another video.
We'll get to that momentarily.
Yeah, and that was great. Oh, I did see that.
So there's a guy. I don't know where this guy is.
I think it's in Japan. Safe money's on Japan.
Judging the newspaper that's laying on the toilet next to this guy's shower, I would say that it's somewhere over in the Asian community.
I'm saying he's Japanese.
This is posted in Weird News on the HuffPost. The title is, Lonely Guy Turns His Shower Head into a Girlfriend. Rest of World is Creeped Out. So, it starts off with a photo of an Asian guy. His eyes are blacked out with a bar across his picture, not because he's been punched or that his girlfriend punched him. And then he has the typical, very small Eastern type of bathroom where there's a sink, a shower curtain, and from the sink is a hose that goes over into what is going to be the shower. So it's not like a separation from the sink. There's not a tub. There's not an extra shower. It's just there's a floor, there's a sink, and you pull the curtain shut, and there's your shower. So he's got that going on. Then he gets a really crazy, creepy, paintable clown mask type thing. A little bit of acrylic, some rope, a newspaper, and whatever clay white is. Then he takes the shower head. He takes the mask.
This is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
He puts the mask over the shower head in a position to where the water will come out of the mask's mouth. Then, underneath
that, he gives it a spaghetti strap dress body.
He gives it some sort of a lingerie-type shirt, spaghetti, yeah, strap dressy thing. He blows up a few balloons, puts those in as boobs.
Paints the face.
Paints the face skin color,
yeah.
Grabs some masking tape.
And
or
makes arms out of it.
Makes these weird arms that stick down from the side of this thing. Puts a blonde wig on it. And then there's a picture of him with the arms around his head. The thing is turned on. It's spitting water all over his head. And then he goes on to feed it noodles. What's wrong with this guy? And then I love the gif.
Oh, my God. The gif of it spitting water might be the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
It's got water pouring out of its mouth and water pouring out of its nose. It's very disturbing. So go find that on our Facebook page.
The only thing that I could think of when I was watching this was, of course, So, but instead of getting a hot British lady, he ended up with just a creepy shower.
Man, you know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like a mixture between Iggy Azalea and the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah,
and White
it
Chicks.
It does look like one of the White Chicks.
It's very bizarre and not right on many levels. Man, Kelly LeBrock, she was so hot.
Oh, my God. Have you seen her now?
No. Really bad?
It really ruins it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, she was one of those make-my-pants-happy kind of gals when I
remember,
I was a kid.
Like, I watched it as a kid, but it had already been out for a long time.
Right.
So, and I was just like, ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
Oh, that scene where
they're in the shower with her?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And they're just staring.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Downey Jr. was in that movie.
Yeah, he was the a-hole. He was a snotty punk ass kid.
Yeah, and he had the
scarf around his neck.
The scarf, and then they to do their ceremony, they put the bras on their heads.
Uh-huh.
God, that movie was great.
Man, I used to just think how great it would be if I could just take a Barbie doll.
And they were scanning in pictures of things that they
liked.
And
turn it into a real life
British hot chick.
Babe. Who would just shower with me.
Shower and just, like, be cool to you.
Yeah. Like, you could just walk around and be like, this is my hot-ass, tall, British bombshell.
Who makes Lamborghinis and Ferraris just appear.
Oh, God. What a genius idea.
That movie was so good. They have that huge party.
Mm-hmm.
And then those biker dudes show up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy had, like, the weird stuff on his face.
Yeah, it's like Sloth.
Yeah, he was like Sloth. He was like Sloth.
Yeah. And then Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton, he
the
got
older
turned
brother.
Into the weird
Chip.
The weird pizza monster
yeah.
type thing, whatever he was.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that movie was
that
great.
That movie was great. If you haven't seen Weird Science, we can't be friends.
No, there's no way.
Weird Science?
You're not allowed to be my friend.
Ooh.
All right, so we mentioned Weird Al Yankovic has come out.
He is releasing... Like a
he's doing like a new song a day.
Day.
It's what it seems like.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
So we know that he released Tacky.
Tacky was the first one,
which is a parody of Pharrell's Happy,
and that was great.
He released another one, which is a parody of
Blurred Lines
called Word Crimes,
and that was also great.
Pretty funny, but this one
is the best one so far.
It's a parody of Lorde's song Royals. And it's called Foil. And when you watch the video...
It starts out classic Weird Al talking about food.
He's doing a food bit where he's at a restaurant. He gets his food in a brown paper bag to go. He gets home and he could put it in cling wrap or plastic wrap or leave it in the bag. And it's going to get moldy and it's going to get musty and it's going to, you know, get gross. But the way to remedy this is to wrap it in foil and put it in your cooler. And so he goes on and on. But while the video is playing, he's kind of on a set where he would be doing, what, like a food show or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple backup dancers and singers that are wearing shimmery, shiny outfits made to look like foil. And then it's being directed by Patton Oswalt. And when Patton Oswalt is involved, you know that there's going to be some sort of comedy weirdness that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And right in the middle of the song, Weird Al goes from singing about the food to all these conspiracy theories about the United States and how there are aliens and aliens are going to come down and probe us, but he doesn't have to worry about anything because he's got a hat made of foil.
Mm.
It's greatness.
Other things to look forward to are Inactive, which guess what?
Oh, that's going to be the Imagine Dragons.
Yep, they're going to do. He's doing an Imagine Dragons parody, and also coming up, Handy, which would be a parody of Greg Jake. Guess.
Candy.
I'll give you a
Mandy
hint.
Shandy.
They're all new songs. So I'll
I
give
know.
You a hint. Do 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 do.
Oh, fancy. Okay. So it'll be an Iggy Azalea.
I'm
cover.
So handy.
He's going to be dressed up like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Hopefully.
That'd be great. See, Inactive would probably be about a sports player or maybe just a fat slob.
could be a fat slob. And he's releasing like a song per day for like the next 8 days or something. There's a Jurassic Park song that could be released.
I looked it up a few minutes ago. Do you know what his value is?
What?
Well, just take a guess. How much do you think? He's been doing this for nearly 30 years. Okay. He's been doing it since like probably 30 years. Probably since 84, 85, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. So right at, you know, close to 30 years. He's got a movie. Mm-hmm. He's done hundreds of parody songs.
Is this according to celebritynetworth.com?
Yes.
$40 million?
It's less than that. That's shooting high.
I was going to give him benefit of the doubt. $20 million.
16.
It's pretty good.
16
worth
million.
More than I am.
I mean, it's way more than what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, $16 million.
Dang.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Good for him.
I mean, I'm telling you, I think you nailed it yesterday. Where if he covers your song, you've made it.
Yeah, if Weird Al does a parody of you, it's pretty great. I remember, I was reading an article today, and in the show Mr. Show,
mm-hmm.
they had this whole bit where it was like David Cross was in the bathroom and he's singing this song to himself, and the song goes, "I'm a superstar in a superstar machine, taking it to the streets, emotion lotion."
Okay.
So then this like record producer hears it, and then it becomes this big song.
Right.
And then he does, Bob Odenkirk, who's the other guy mm-hmm. in Mr. Show, does this Weird Al parody of that song.
Does he change the words?
He goes, "I'm a sushi bar in a sushi bar machine, taking all I can eat just for the halibut." And it was so dead on Weird Al.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing. That show was great, too. So you got a funny text.
So a friend of mine, I was friends with him in college. I haven't really spoken to him in a while since I moved out of New York. But whenever we'd run into each other, I'd always be happy to see him. Good dude. His name's Reno.
Okay.
He sent me a message the other day, and I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And it was like these two words I've never seen before. And I said, and it says, "I'm selling blank and blank. Are you interested?" And I was like, what is this? So I Googled it, and it was for a video game called League of Legends.
Okay.
And they're like these characters, so I guess he's selling them, and he wants you to buy them. I don't know if with real money or League of Legends money.
Right.
So I didn't respond to him because I'm like, clearly he sent that to the wrong person.
Yeah.
So I then get a message today from him, and he goes, "Hey, sorry, I didn't mean to send that to you." I go, "Yeah, I kind of figured. I've never played League of Legends with you, nor do I play League of Legends." He's like, "Oh," and he's laughing. He's like, "Hey, so how are you? How's your show going? P.S. Greg co-host is, quote, hot." Now, this is the part of the thing where I mentioned Reno is gay. He's always been gay. And he's awesome. I love the guy.
Yeah.
And him telling me that you are, quote, hot,
H-A-W-T, right,
is hilarious. How do you feel?
I think it's
flattered.
It's oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're an attractive man. Look
it's always
you.
It's always nice when somebody tells you that you're H-A-W-T,
mm-hmm.
that you're hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so Greggles told me that, and I immediately said, "You have to send that to my wife."
Mm-hmm.
Because I know this may shock you, but the gay man loves me.
Oh, really?
They think I'm hot.
They think you're hot.
H-A-W-T.
Mm-hmm. I think we've discussed some of your gay encounters before.
One time, Erica and I are out and about, and we're at Hotel Zaza after a night of partying pre-kids.
Oh.
And
boom, 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 boom.
So we're at Dragonfly, and we're hanging out.
Boom, 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 boom.
And there are these two men that are there that don't speak any English.
Oh.
They are French, but they can also speak Spanish. So, my wife speaks fluent Spanish. And so,
she's got the brains and the looks and the monies. She really does kick your ass in life.
Oh, there's no doubt.
She is lapping you.
I am the lowest form of life when it comes to our household.
She is killing you.
Yeah, my two kids are awesomer than I am.
Dude, you are fourth place in your house.
So we're at Dragonfly, and she's sitting to my right, and these two guys are to her right.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're not from around here. I was still living in Dallas at the time. I mean, you know, that was my scene. Everything was my scene. So they are asking her where the gay bar was.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I don't know. I'm not from here. So she turns to ask me. And I'm like, okay, well, there's, you know, this place here, that place there. You know, there's a couple places that these guys could go. So they keep talking with Erica. And they invite us to go with them. So we're like, okay, well, no, we're probably not going to go because we need, you know, we're going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Erica was telling them. And the guys were like, no, 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 no. Girl, we don't want you to go. We want him to go.
Yeah.
And so she's like, well, I don't really think that he's just going to go with you, but I'll ask. So she's asked, you know, whatever, do you want to go? I'm like, no, of course I don't want to go. I want to go with you. So we all end up leaving at about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole walk out to the parking lot, Erica's translating this conversation.
And they're
between,
just catcalling you.
Oh my God, man! They wanted me bad, and so
was
and
this,
they were really.
Was this when you had big hair?
No,
this
my hair was short.
You were short hair.
Short hair. It might have been. I think it was short at this time.
Okay,
I think I'd cut all of it off. But I mean, they were hard up trying to get me to go, and they were pretty resilient about it. And so we got to the valet.
Mm-hmm.
Our car was pulled around. And the guys were still standing there. And just, you know, I'm a friendly, nice guy. I go to just give them hugs, just to give them that satisfaction, to give them hugs. Gave one guy a hug, and he was like,
ooh.
He was cool and happy with it. Went to give the other guy a hug.
And he went
in.
And
he went in hard.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he came after me and was trying to kiss me.
Yeah. And you kissed him back.
I did not. I did not. I turned my head. And I kind of gave him the good game, like the
good,
you know,
game
the,
hug.
The bro hug.
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, man, it's not how I roll. And so they started laughing and they walked away. But if I were to go up to a girl and try to do that, I'd get punched in the face. So it's like, how's that? Like, why is it that the gay man can approach like that and do that?
Because it's like dudes are always just horny.
Yeah.
And they're just rolling the dice, trying to see if they could catch you. You're like a Pokemon.
Yeah. Let's see if it'll happen.
They're throwing their Pokeball out at you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, what's the worst you're going to do? Because most guys just go like, because
yeah.
you were talking to them, so they thought you were cool with it.
Yeah.
And they thought you might swing.
But they knew that I was clearly there with my girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what they, I've known a lot of gay dudes over the years, and they love going after straight dudes because it's a challenge to them.
That's true.
So that's what they're like. They see you as a challenge, and it's more so that you're with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to take you away from her.
Mm. I guess that makes sense.
And you could have had a gay three-way.
Could have.
And then what? Tell me about your gay three-way, because I'm sure you actually did it, and you're trying to cover up the fact that you didn't.
No, it didn't go on that far. It ended there at the front doorsteps of Hotel Zaza. We went about our merry way.
You had a gay three-way in front of the Hotel Zaza.
I see what you're doing. You're putting words in my mouth. I got it.
Well, something else was in your mouth, but
no.
Let's not
oh my God. I need to go get my nipples pierced now.
What?
What? Yeah. So anyway.
That's a funny little anecdote.
Yeah.
From Greg Jake getting hit on by gay dudes.
Yep. Shout out to Reno.
Shout out, Reno, thanks for this delightful entertainment.
Yep.
We found out that Greg Jake, in fact, had a gay three-way
in front of Hotel Zaza. Yep, that's exactly what happened. All right, go check out all of our fun stuff at the website. Addison did something weird to it yesterday, so we got to make sure that it's up and running right.
Okay.
We had to change the IP address and do some funny things to it. So.
Okay. Start scrolling through it.
Yeah, so we'll go kick him in the balls and make sure that it's up and running right. But go check it out, thegregandgregshow.com, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thegregandgregshow, and boom, out.
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.